This is a CK to Z news update.
A poem by emerging Cortez Island poet and musician Josephine Josie Simpson is one of the 16 pieces of original writing selected for the second issue of Sea and Cedar magazine.
Congratulations on getting your submission into Sea and Cedar magazine.
Thank you.
How did you find out about it?
Just through following the library. They had just been posting that they were accepting submissions, and I've been keeping an eye to that sort of thing lately, so it seemed like a really nice opportunity.
And did you have a piece in mind when you saw that?
I had a couple of poems that I've already done editing work on and felt like we're ready to go. Yeah, that was one of the ones sent in and then got accepted. Pretty excited about it. It's written when I was mushroom picking close to Dawson Creek. So the poem's about just an evening heading out to visit the Rolla Pub, which is like this very cool, historic, low-key, legendary pub just outside of Dawson Creek. Pretty rooted in BC and rooted in the place and about some semi-local history.
Great. And could you say a little bit about how long you've been writing poetry?
I've always been like a very avid reader and very interested in writing and journaling lots through my life. When I was doing my undergrad, I actually started in the writing program, realized that poetry was what I would really like to focus on, and I didn't end up continuing with the writing program, but I did keep writing a little more intermittently. But after I graduated, just in recent years, I have returned to it more with an eye for creating specific and doing edits and having a revision process. Yeah, it's been really neat to dive into that realm of submissions, and I usually do just free verse, just writing about what's around me and how I'm feeling, basically, for lack of a better term.
And you're also doing some music?
Yes, also doing some music, yeah. So that's the other main way that I'm writing these days, is lyrics for songs, and that's something I just do as well, performing here and there when I can, playing music with friends. I've dabbled in a bit of home recording, so have an album that came out of that.
Her contributor bio says that her work also appears in New Plains Review, Essence Zine, and on Instagram under the account Josie, that's J-O-S-I-E, dot sounds. Sea and Cedar is published by the Vancouver Island Regional Library. The second edition was launched on Tuesday, February 22nd, and can be accessed on the website virl.bc.ca. Editor April Ripley talked to CK2Z News about this volume.
People can find a digital magazine version as well as a PDF download if that's more convenient for people. And then following that, there will be some limited edition print issues available to borrow from the library catalog as well. And we don't have an exact timeline on that, but pretty soon after the digital launch, those print issues will be available.
And is that new for this issue?
Yeah, so this is the first time that we're doing print. So our first issue, which was in the summer last year, was digital only. But looking at the success and the popularity of that issue, we decided to go ahead and move into print. It's always nice for people to have something to hold in their hands, especially contributors. It's really nice to see yourself in print. And I've seen the proof and it looks really great. So we're really excited for people to see that.
I'd love to hear about the selection process this time, how many things came in for you, and if there's a momentum that's growing from the start of the project.
Yeah, so very similar to the first call for submissions we did, we received quite an overwhelming number of submissions. So for writing, we received over 200 discrete pieces of writing, and we received 17 artists' portfolios to be considered as well. And once again, it was just a diverse range and really great quality. So yeah, it definitely seems starting with the first issue, the momentum is carrying on and people are really interested in submitting their work to us. So that was fabulous.
In contrast to the 200 writing submissions received this round, there had been about 130 for the first issue.
Wow, it's definitely growing. That's fantastic. And does that also speak a little bit to what you might see in the future, whether you are looking at having a summer 2022 issue and beyond?
Yes, definitely. We do hope to carry on doing two issues a year into the future, seeing how well received the first couple issues are and seeing that we are getting such high volume of people submitting and then really good readership based on the first issue as well. So really indicates to us that people are interested in this project and it's something that we can continue doing hopefully for a long time into the future.
Can you tell the digital readership by how many people log onto that page?
Yes, it hosted on something called Flipsnack. So and that gives us some statistics so that we can see how many people have looked at it and how much time they spent looking at it, as well as how many people roughly have visited the page and looked at the PDF too.
Ripley said there is a wide variety of written content in the new issue, as well as more artwork.
In the writing, there's some humor, some really serious and touching writing as well. A lot of it touches on themes of nature. That's something that comes up a lot. So I think everyone's going to find something different that they connect with. And there's quite a number of just emerging, starting out writers as well. So we're excited for them to find a new audience and start to build their confidence in publishing more too. I was really happy that we were able to feature two artists this time around. We were able to increase our budget a little bit, again, based on the popularity and just the quality of submissions that we received. So our feature artist is John Haig from Nanaimo. And then we also have Marla Thirsk from Tofino. And both of those have a little bit of a nature theme in them, but in very different styles. So I think they complement each other well. And hopefully we'll be able to keep expanding and building more in what we're able to include as we maybe explore more options for funding and stuff like that. Yeah, it's definitely building momentum. So I hope people really enjoy it.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.